2018 was another busy year for the team at Scania, and we kept you updated with the latest Scania news right through the year. The launch of a new gen Scania truck was certainly one of the highlights of the Scania year. However, both in Australia and on the global stage, Scania made some big strides on a number of fronts. And while some supply constraints kept overall sales a little lower than they would have liked locally in the year, Scania looks to be heading into a big 2019. The first Scania news story we covered in 2018 focused on the future, with Scania confirming it was teaming up with Swedish battery manufacturer Northvolt. It was announced the partnership would see an expert team formed between the two partners with a view to developing and commercialising the production of battery cells for commercial vehicles. In February, there was reason for Scania to celebrate with the manufacturer's new gen truck winning the respected 1,000 point test in Europe. The annual truck comparison focused on mid-size cabs with power ratings in the 450 horsepower range. The Scania R450 beating home rivals from Mercedes-Benz and Volvo to take the award. Platooning was on the agenda in March, with Scania signing an agreement with a road transport company in Europe that would see semi-autonomous Scania trucks platooning on public roads. Scania said the trials, to take place in Finland, will be carried out in actual traffic situations and varying weather conditions, and are essential for building public acceptance and confidence in platooning technology. The new gen Scania trucks were finally launched in Australia in March. Some of the highlights of the new trucks included better fuel economy, greater front axle loads, and the standard fitment of safety and driver assist features, such as side curtain airbags and autonomous emergency braking. Scania also released some promising financial results from 2017 in March. The truck manufacturer reporting a 15% lift in revenue to more than $19 billion. March ended with more accolades for the new gen Scania, with the Scania R500 taking home a Green Truck Award after beating rivals in a fuel efficiency trial in Europe. The Scania average consumption of 24.92 litres per 100 k's, 0.4 litres per 100 ahead of its closest rival. It was announced in April that Scania's parent, Volkswagen, had signed an historic deal with Japanese manufacturer Hino. The deal aims to help both manufacturers create efficiencies, particularly around the development of powertrains and autonomous driving systems. There was a new addition to the Scania Australia driver training team, with truck journalist David White coming on board in May. While in Europe in May, it was announced the final PGR series trucks had left the production line. The superseded truck model had been in production since 2004. There was good and not so good news for Scania in June. An industrial dispute at an engine casting component manufacturer forced a halt in production of Scania's famous V8 engines. In Australia, Scania celebrated handing over a fleet of new G and R series trucks to waste and recycling giants Cleanaway, while Express Group WA also took delivery of a fleet of 8 new V8 Scania prime movers. In August, Scania Australia signed a memorandum of understanding with 3 biofuel producers, Wilmar Bioethanol Australia, Ecotec Biodiesel, and the NGV Group. The arrangement being aimed at helping reassure future purchasers of biofuel-powered Scania vehicles that there would be reliable, consistent, and widely available fueling options. Scania made a big investment in carbon fibre in August. The truck manufacturer's corporate venture capital fund, Scania Growth Capital, announced it had invested in Swedish material technology business Corbon AB. The business has developed a revolutionary method for producing carbon fibre components in a much quicker time than traditional carbon fibre manufacturing. And there was good news for Scania at the end of August, with confirmation that industrial dispute that paused V8 engine manufacturing had been resolved. Scania announced in September that they wouldn't be showing any diesel-powered vehicles at the upcoming IAA Commercial Vehicle Show in Germany. Electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids, and natural gas-powered Scania vehicles were confirmed in place of diesels. After a $4 billion Australian investment in the new generation truck brand, Scania boss Henrik Henriksen said the investment was starting to pay off. He told journalists at the IAA event in Germany that the brand now has the strongest and broadest product range ever. Back home, Scania Australia announced it was backing an Australia Zoo crocodile research program in far north Queensland. The Swedish truck manufacturer confirmed it was assisting the project by supplying a new gen Scania G500 prime mover to help shift equipment and supplies. A new sales director was appointed at Scania Australia, with Dean Del Santo taking on the newly created position. The Scania veteran shifted across from the national sales manager trucks role. Parent company of Scania, Volkswagen Bus and Truck, got a new name in October, with confirmation the new entity would be called Traton AG. The new name came as the business reported a strong 15% jump in bus and truck deliveries across the first 9 months of 2018. The Scania Australia team welcomed the latest variants of the new gen truck range in October, with the new mining and construction-focused XT models landing locally. There were 3 significant developments in the Scania bus space in November, with the first delivery of a new 10.8-metre Scania school bus to an Aussie operator. Scania also confirmed it would soon commence the local trialling of a hybrid city bus. And a new Scania touring bus also hit the market in the second last month of the year. The long-established relationship between Scania and Australian transport giants Linfox continued with news the manufacturer had delivered the first of a fleet of new-gen trucks to the transporter. Also in November, Scania confirmed that it achieved significant emissions reductions from its in-house transport fleet in Europe. Using existing technologies, Scania said they'd been able to reduce emissions by up to 95% and cut fuel use by 20% over the past decade. In December, Scania told a UN climate conference it would continue to push ahead with the development of clean energy technologies. Scania Executive Vice President for Commercial Operations, Matthias Kolbom, saying a climate neutral economy by 2050 can be achieved through improved emissions standards and the deployment of low carbon fuels such as natural gas. One of the key selling points of the new gen Scania range is the aforementioned safety and driver assist systems that come as standard with the truck. And those features are helping convert potential customers, according to Scania Australia boss Michael Jansen. Jansen said having trucks that feature driver assist and safety tech like AEB, stability control and side curtain airbags is an advantage, with safety being very much on the agenda of truck purchases in Australia. While also in December, it was confirmed that a trial of autonomous Scania trucks at a West Australian mine was operating smoothly. The trial had been running since August, and it was confirmed that the program was set to enter a new phase, with the truck to get to work without a driver overseeing operations from inside the truck cab. Stay up to date with all the latest Scania news in 2019 at heavyvehicles.com.au.